Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the best podcast you've never heard of in the new gaff. Thoughts, Flav? Exciting. Sorry to jump in there, Flav. Wow, wow, wee, wow, woo, woo, woo. Exciting times.
I reckon I could make love on this sofa. It's good. It's long.
Yeah. What sort of, how would you?
Like that.
Right.
Give
us a quick.
That rhythm.
What's the position though? You're not, well, you're sat like that. How are you sat?
That, no, the position would very much be this.
Long yardie. Oh, hello. Oh, and I'm right, and the girl, yeah, no, oh man.
I'll be sucking you up.
And we're there. And we're back. Denver on the ones and twos, or ones, because he's not vision mixing right now, but he's always here, which is important. He's a key character now, which we've just discussed. Lots to talk about. This is being recorded on a Wednesday before the first ever game at the, what's it called, the Nike Stadium?
No, it's called White Hart Lane.
White Hart Lane, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
The White Hart Lane.
In conjunction with said sponsor, depending on who plays what.
Yeah, there was an April Fool's joke that said it was the Coca-Cola Stadium the other day, which isn't like...
That's kind of cool.
Well, it's
good,
not,
brand, good brand.
I mean, it's not out without... They've got the money,
yeah.
Certainly. So you never know, but...
So we're talking about that before that, and it will go out obviously before the Liverpool game. So it's just going to be sort of general musings today. A lot of calm takes that we can dive into and talk about. Flames advice, and we have an update from Daz Muchacho, who was the guy who went on the Caribbean vacation many moons ago.
What, like a month ago?
It's like a month ago, and I was trying to get it, but.
So you're going to have to round that up?
Yeah, am I going to round it up?
Yeah, you're going to have to give him some, because I can't even remember what that was about.
Well, then, I'll give you that. Also, the concluding part of drawing Tanvir.
How many entries we get this week?
At least seven. It's mental. So for those of you...
Well, I can't wait, because I haven't seen them. I don't know what they look like.
Well, there you go. So what we'll be doing is I'd like you to see them for the first time, and then for our audio listeners, for the people who aren't watching...
Describe
to
them.
Keep them in, we allow. I want you to describe them exactly. But we can do a sort of like nice little slideshow for people to enjoy. What else we got? Oh, yeah, Premier League nominees. We'll be looking at some of the people that you put forward and finalising the five. And team of the decade, we're working on the right back this week.
Is the title race decided? Is it?
Are they lucky?
Oh, Liverpool?
Yeah.
Do they deserve
not
it?
Not lucky, are they?
Do they deserve it?
Yes.
They're top
massively
of the league at this stage of the season. Yes, they deserve it.
Totally.
Do they deserve the result against Spurs, though?
No. No. They probably didn't.
Wait, so hang on. Lowly Tottenham, you know, no form. No one expected anyone to get anything from Anfield. We didn't get anything from Anfield.
Didn't you say you were going to get a draw?
I thought, in the most optimistic world, we could have got a draw. Mm. But 60 minutes went out and, you know, controlled that game. Went up to Anfield and slapped them about a bit. It's just like, it was like a Rocky movie where he gets absolutely battered for nine, ten rounds, then comes out with a knockout punch.
Calm take off the bat. I've got other calm takes on the way, but calm take out the gate as we talk about Liverpool Spurs maybe for a second. The Van Dijk defending, in hindsight, not brilliant defending.
You're talking about
calm defending. Not impressive defending. It's the only thing he would have ever done.
You're talking about the breakaway attack. If no one has seen it, went into Kane. Kane did a beautiful one-touch pass into Son. Son then played it to Sissoko. He went through. And Van Dijk had to deal with both Son charging and Sissoko charging with the ball. And Van Dijk did everything you could have expected him to do in that he just cut out the space.
Picked a horse, didn't he? He picked a horse.
He picked a horse in that he's going to leave it to Sissoko on his bad foot, and he blocked the lane for Son. And that's all he could do. It was good defending, because that's all he could do. But Sissoko should have buried that chance. If it was almost anyone else in that football team, he would have done.
When you see the replay, you're like, God, he's that close? He's that close to the goal? Yeah. Like, he's well in the penalty area.
But it isn't. It's all up here, mate. It's up there.
He's not that over player, is he? He's not a goal scorer. He's a, you know,
but he is a professional footballer.
Correct.
Should be able to hit the target.
Can't take from
17 yards out.
Hello, lads and ladies. We said we'd do it one last time. Only one addition to the ladies' list this week.
Should we then do it? Do we do it?
Well, I'll read them out quickly. So on the ladies' list, hello, ladies. If you're watching or listening this week, big hello in particular to Sam, Emily, Emma Chadwick, Maria Williams, Dee Cunningham, of course, Mrs. Cunningham, Maria, Reema, Common Sense, Amy Merrin, Ashna Juria, Malia Lane Green, Shay Brown, Rebecca Morton, Caroline, Rebecca Cully, Orla, and the newbie of this week, the final week, Shannon Cregan, which sounds like a man's name, but I'm pretty sure it's a woman. Welcome, and welcome, lads, as well. A couple of reasons to listen. Here's one. Stridey Gaming Jesters, thoughts on this? Just checking in. Keep up the good work. I swear the episodes are getting better and better as you go on. Surprised a TV executive hasn't been in touch.
Get in touch, you pricked.
Is there more money in the online game? Or is there more money in the TV game? I would imagine in the TV game.
There's much more money in TV.
Yeah.
And there's also much more money on radio. And if you, like I, think that this could be a slot, maybe a late night slot on TalkSport, then get us on. Because is Jason Cundy and Andy Goldstein
fulfilling the needs of the
Andy Goldstein?
Sure.
The sports bar. You know, they like it. It's not this, though.
It's not this.
And one day we'll get picked up, and one day we'll forget about all you, Pris. And Tavi, you'll be left behind. Yeah. It'll just be me and Jim riding off to the sunset with a bag full of money.
Fuck yeah. That sounds wicked.
All right.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, we'll give you a little payoff as a sort of.
What, really?
We'll have a night out.
We'll have a night out.
At yours.
Yeah. Drinks on me.
Drinks on me.
Oh, final thing to tease as well. I've got a new bit and I'm well excited about it.
You've said it about four times, so it better be good.
It's sexy, it's hot, it's also platonic. It's all the things that we love and want for the weekend. You're going to be.
Well, I don't like excited. Platonic's boring, isn't it?
True.
Like, you know,
it's hot. It's hot and steamy.
But platonic.
Interesting. Stick around. I forgot to put it in the running order, but this is an audio podcast, so if you go to the description, you will find a link and you can subscribe to us on there. And if you put a review, we will read a few. I've not even read them this week. We're going to have a quick look now. So Simon, the Alcott, spelled my name fucking wrong.
Yeah, but it's trying to trick you, wasn't it?
It's not.
A-L-C-O-double.
It's not, but even on the kickoff Twitter account, whoever's doing it, spelling my name wrong.
Doesn't matter.
Does matter.
People spell my name wrong every week. They say Tamvir.
Yeah, he's not getting fucking... Care. He doesn't care about
that
it.
That is your name, isn't it? Tamvir? T-A-M?
V-E... It is your name.
T-A-M-V-E-E-R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
V-E-E-R.
The Alcott Bateman. Bateman? On-screen chemistry is undeniable. I came for the football. Stay for the bits. Flav, this is better than Fighter and the Kid. Thoughts?
I don't know what Fighter and the Kid is.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Hang on. This is what Matt, who used to do the podcast, Matt Wilson, the owner of Bullshit, he used to listen to it, but I don't listen to it. It's about like a comedian next... Right. Thank you. It's better than that. So far, One for the Weekend is better than the Joe Rogan podcast.
Clearly.
Fighter and the Kid. True Geordie. What else did we say? Did we get any more? I requested...
You did, didn't you?
Did we get any?
We got a lot of... Jesus, we actually do have quite a few ratings, yeah. Joe Hughes. Love the pod and look forward to it all week. Watched it for a while and I would 100% recommend it. Love the way you interact with your audience. Something you don't really get with Joe Rogan, Geordie, etc.
It's getting a bit awkward now. Keep mentioning Geordie because he's going to come for me,
isn't he? Yeah.
Well, I say bash it. I'm pretty sure I could have true Geordie. If it came to it and we're both angry.
You didn't really say that with your chest there.
I don't need to.
Fucking chest out. You look like a
no, no, I don't need to do that. I don't need to do empty.
That's not what I meant.
The emptiest vessels make the most noise. I'm just quietly confident.
Right, nice.
Brian, if you are watching, yeah, I'm not sure
please
if you
don't
do.
Hurt me.
Please.
He also goes on to say, going to be honest, I enjoy this pod more than any other.
Oh my God.
Calm takes, Flames advice, general football chat. This pod has everything. Absolute 10 out of 10. Keep up the good work. And he wouldn't lie. Hughesy wouldn't lie.
Why,
would he?
What's he got? There's nothing in it for him to lie.
There's no point in him lying. And Tottenham Boy, last one for this week. Again, a 5-star review. So get your reviews in. The headline for this is Poo.
Poo.
I had to take a very long poo today and I thought I could listen to a podcast. 1 hour and 27 minutes later, I listened to the whole podcast and didn't even wipe my bum. Brackets, it was like powder when I wiped my bum.
Remember, come on you Spurs. Thanks for the pod, Harry.
Don't fucking add come on you Spurs to that.
Yeah, hashtag didn't happen.
And hashtag don't like...
Hashtag didn't happen.
And powder. Hashtag don't listen. Again.
Whoa. Steady on. Right, calm takes. Got a few, so we're going to take our time with these. First one, coming from me this week.
Don't take too long. Get boring, isn't it?
I know, but it's just... Like, I feel relaxed here, don't we?
Because we've got I do, but I'm also at risk of getting bored, so don't take too long.
Yeah, it's a tightrope. So, first one. For me, Unai Emery is right up there, possibly in the top two, for manager of the year.
You changed your tune.
Can't change your tune. I tell you why though, for them to be doing what they're doing, and there's a reason why the games that they've got left are easier games. Mm. It's because they've played all the, you know, the top dogs supposedly.
Are they any good away from home though?
There's a challenge. I've got two calm takes really, but first of all, let's talk about how great Arsenal are.
I don't know.
They are bloody good.
I haven't watched any of their games. I couldn't tell you, mate. Couldn't tell you how good they are. I don't know.
Three clean sheets on the bounce. The really? Defence are looking good. He's brought players through. They've got some real strength to them. Lacazette and Aubameyang, these two can't play together. Well, hang on a minute. Lacazette's banging in 12 goals. Third in the league at the time of recording. This team is really moving forward. They've got more points than... this stage, then the whole of last season, they got seven games left. Three cheers for Unai Emery. Hip hip, hooray. Hip hip, hooray. Hip hip, hooray. What a guy. I said he'd do well, but I didn't think he'd do this well because I didn't think the squad was good enough. But calm take, manager of the year, maybe.
I mean, if he gets...
Who's ahead of him as manager of the year?
If he gets third... He's got to be in with a shout.
He's got to be in with a shout.
But if Pep Guardiola wins the quadruple, then you know you can't see past him.
Yeah, either. That's true, isn't it?
Well, you can't.
Yeah, that's true. But do you want to be weird? Is that?
And what Klopp? It's going to be Klopp. Like, let's see. There's a long.
Whoever wins the league gets it, don't they?
I don't think it should be like. I definitely should be more considering the more. What's the biggest challenge? Like. Winning a quadruple is the biggest challenge because it's never been done. But you know, he's got every advantage, but he has created that situation. So fair play to Pep, right?
Yeah.
A fair play to Klopp for closing the gap from what it was at 20 points last the end of last year to being top of the league at this stage of the season.
And it'll be the greatest season Liverpool have had in their 126 years or something in terms of points.
Most amassed.
Looks like it's going to be, yeah.
Yeah, so...
he's done okay.
Yeah,
he's done okay,
and he's guiding them through. He's guiding them through performances that aren't great, but getting the points to absolutely annihilating teams. He's guided them past some really difficult opponents to the Champions League finals. The only issue, and this is something that gets aimed at Pochettino all the time.
I smelt that one coming as soon as you started that sentence. Off you go. He won nothing.
No, it's not. It's can he win something? Like, because no one would not take Klopp. How many opportunities and then are you going to fail? And I know, I understand it. So the Premier League is on for them. They need to improve the way they play because they were lucky against Tottenham. They were fortunate against Fulham. They need to improve the way they're playing. I don't think you can eke out results to the end of the season. That said, Leicester did it.
Also, just to chuck in there quickly, Nuno. He's had, what a season he's had. And Gracia as well.
Well, exactly. So those I prefer Nuno much more.
Much
more, yeah. Just feel like his player acquisition has been incredible.
He played. It's not him though, is it?
Yeah, well, it's a part of it. Look at how many of the.
He's Portuguese. They're Portuguese. Yeah, maybe.
That's not a crazy thing to say.
No.
Isn't he brought in a team?
I think you're right as well with Liverpool. They do like calm take.
Yeah.
They do need to play better. And the two at Klopp's substitutions in the last game, calm take, were poor. I don't get why he's not getting Shaqiri involved.
I think you're really confused about what the calm take should be.
Yeah, you've really gone down
calm
a different
take. Path.
No, you can't just say calm take and then say whatever you want. It's got to be a like logic.
What do you mean?
What can you say? So no, because it's, people it's, like calm take is a substitution of poor. The calm take would be to remove the pejorative nature of the question of the answer. So it would be, although you know some might say his performance is right, that he's actually done the right thing to see out the game. That's a calm take, not his substitution. Calm take substitutions were poor. That's not calm take.
But calm take
that's going to rile.
Because people going, Jurgen Klopp does it again, blah, 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 he's a god, right? Calm take. substitution report?
No, can't take. All right, whatever.
It's not a can't take.
I don't think that's a can't take.
Is this a can't take? Because I'm getting confused now. As well as Arsenal have done, and everyone's going on about their fixtures being easy, they've still got to play 5 games out of their 7 away from home. And they've also got to play quite a few teams who are still in the top 10. So, you know, not those who might be on the beach. That phrase starts blurting out, doesn't it, from here to the end of the season. So, can't take.
It's
their fixtures are harder than you think.
Yeah, that's that, okay. That's okay.
That
yeah,
take.
That's okay.
So, still haven't got a clue. yeah. I listened, DT was coming on the kickoff.
I don't want to know. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. So, just move on.
I don't think you'll be... It's good.
It's not going to be good.
I listened to his podcast for a second.
Right? Why?
Because I wanted to hear what their thoughts were.
Why were you celebrating the Liverpool goal against Spurs?
Thought that might come up.
Why would you do that?
Thought that might come up.
What are you doing?
Because I don't want Man City winning the league. I want Liverpool to win the league. When it comes to priorities, as a neutral...
James.
I love you very much.
No,
but
dude,
here we go. One...
James.
It's about trophies. You're not going to win the trophy.
Jim.
Now. Liverpool can win the
trophy.
What's
more important to you? The substance of football or our friendship? Like, when you're down, when you're hurting and you need a friend...
Mm.
Football ain't going to come and go, Jim, you're right, do you need help? I'm going to do that.
You laugh at my club all the time.
Yeah, but that's the banter aspect of it.
Right.
I'm your friend. You should want me to be happy. Don't celebrate Liverpool scoring a last minute fucking goal against Tottenham. It wasn't right. I looked at it and go, who is that guy? I don't know who he is. I don't know who this guy is.
Can't say you're overreacting.
Do
you know what I mean?
Jim, I'm really upset.
I get that. Really, and when I watched it back, I thought, he's going to be upset at that.
Yeah, I am upset of it.
And I get that,
so
and
you,
I appreciate that.
There's fucking DT and Lawrence all celebrating. And you're a part of that triumvirate. And the other two I get, of course they're going to celebrate. You, yeah. You're QPR, you've got nothing to do with this.
No, but I do. I want Liverpool to win the league. I really do.
More than my friendship.
No.
Then stop celebrating Liverpool scoring. That's a request.
I won't celebrate Liverpool scoring against Spurs again this season.
No, that's a request. I'm asking you as
I
your
will
friend,
be celebrating Liverpool goals because I want them to win the league and then I really don't want Man City to win the league. Yeah, but
it seems like you value that over our friendship.
That's you're spinning that in a way that fits your agenda.
It hurts me when you do it and you're going to keep doing it.
I didn't know that.
You did know that. You knew. You're going to be a hope if I don't see that. Of course, I see everything.
I got called a bum lick. Someone called me a bum lick.
Jim,
I hate that phrase. Oh, he's arse licking.
Jim, I didn't see it. Honestly, didn't see
Unless
it.
Unless you want to lick arse, that's fine.
I didn't actually see it. I just saw someone tweet me and said, "Did you see Jim celebrating?" And right. I was like, "I bet he was."
I just really don't want.
But they're the right kind of snitches.
How can anyone who likes the sport want Man City to win the league over Liverpool? It's a much better story, Liverpool.
Fine, I don't like the sport. I like Tottenham, and that's it.
And that's fine. I like the sport.
And when Man City win the league, that's something you can get on board with. You can think, I understand that. They've spent the most money, they get the result. That's black and white, I understand it. If Liverpool win the league, that holds up a mirror to everybody else saying, look what we did, you lot are not good enough. I don't want that, I don't understand that. I understand Man City winning the league, and that's why I'm fine with it.
That's Man City just continue to win everything. That's the death of the excitement of that league.
No, it ain't.
And it's like
who cares about the excitement? This is what you, from a QPR...
Because I'm neutral.
No, you
don't care.
Yeah, but you're a QPR fan.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's nothing to do with you. You shouldn't even be watching Premier League.
Oh,
concentrate on your own
pathetic.
Tin pot league.
That was so shit. You're such a good talker. But when the banter starts to flow, sometimes you lose your way.
Lost.
You struggle with me because you don't know how to tackle the fact that I'm a QPR fan, apart from to go to that, press the red button of you're irrelevant. Maybe I am, so why are you getting so pissed off all the time?
It just hurt, that's all, Jim. Let's move on.
I understand it hurt and I apologise.
But you'll do it again.
But I will do it again. I will celebrate when Liverpool score because I'll be happy for Loz. I'll be happy for the Redmen
lads. So you're choosing Loz's happiness over mine? That sounds like.
So say it was Liverpool and Spurs going for the league, right? Man City weren't part of it. I would want you to win the league over Liverpool. Okay?
Okay.
But on this occasion, you're not involved.
No.
Because you Spursed it up. So,
yeah.
Do you know what I was thinking as well? You know, DT, said, he said, oh, I'm worried about the Newcastle game because it's typical Arsenal, we're like, we'll bottle it. And I thought, hang on a minute. Everyone always goes about Spursy. If you know, you're the guy that goes to all the Arsenal games and you have that same feeling about your club, where's the word for when Arsenal bottle it? Arsy? What do you call it? And I'm just thinking, is that something you could run with?
Is that something you can get out there? I'd have to actually think about them and spend any time.
You think about them a hell of a lot.
I think about hating them, but nothing they can say hurts me.
Should I hate them? Yeah. And you just give yourself 20 minutes to hate.
Nothing they say hurts me. You know, the minute they chose to support Arsenal was the minute they stopped becoming, their opinions stopped becoming relevant to me.
Okay. Anyway.
We'll see where we are at the end of the season.
Three cheers for Emery. Well done, mate. Because I think he's done very well.
He has done incredible well.
And, yeah. And that squad, I'm amazed that they're so high up. Anyway, Rui Goodwin says his calm take this week. Steven Gerrard isn't actually doing a good job at Rangers. Just because Celtic were poor at the start of the season and that he beat a weakened Celtic side, people down south think he's doing a good job, where actually their season is over in March.
Is he a fan of Scottish football, this guy?
I think he's a Celtic fan.
All right, so it's not calm take. It's full of agenda.
Okay, my quick answer to that would be, having looked at the table, you can look at it two ways. You go, one, they've spent a bit of money, and so they should be doing better, but they are doing better points-wise. They've got to get like 9 points in the last 8 games or something like that to get past last season's
progress
thing. So it is progress.
Yeah. And this is his first season. It's his first season. You know, Klopp had, was it like 7 seasons before he managed to win a trophy with Dortmund? Seven. Something like that. That's what Patrick was telling me.
Do you know what as well? It's if your star striker keeps getting sent off.
What, Morales?
It's gonna hurt you.
What, has he been sent off lots?
He's been sent off 5 times this season. It's insane.
That is gonna hurt you. What, is he nuts, is he?
Yeah, he's nuts. He's really not helping that like Colombian stereotype of being a bit nutty.
Yeah.
So if you take out, because it's not just losing them in those games. So the Celtic game, he got sent off after 30 minutes or whatever it was. That Rangers played really well with 10 men.
Still lost the game,
obviously, got 10 men. But so there's that. But then there's the 3 games afterwards that he will inevitably miss because he keeps getting sent off.
Calm take. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, is he, the manager? Is he the manager that Man United want? Given his win percentage is less than
is not great. Is there any kind of stat
really
you can put
up
there?
Take, is it?
It's a calm take.
Should we do a bit of therapy quickly? Because Man United, QPR and Spurs. Well, we've kind of done Spurs.
We've done Spurs. It's been horrible.
Actually, I've got one last calm take on Spurs.
But all right, let's do that.
We'll move round
to Man United.
My name's James. I'm a QPR fan. Yeah. Hi, James. Jason Holliston says this. Because you were talking about the new stadium and your lack of emotion towards it. Flav,
did I say that?
Yeah, you kind of did. You said you don't think you'll feel anything at the new stadium.
No, I was saying because I didn't feel anything the last game of the season, our last day at White Hart Lane. I was waiting for the feeling to be conjured.
Yeah, true.
But I'm really excited going into this game and I think I'll feel all of everything.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you know.
This might be terribly wrong then. Jason Holliston says, Flav, you feel nothing about the new stadium because it's just a big new structure, much like a shopping mall or skyscraper. Watching matches at Highbury was the most magical of experiences, which still brings tears of joy to my eyes. Then visiting the Emirates Stadium was an utter disappointment. No soul, just a bore. No amount of infrastructure and efficiency can make up for a loss of character and history. A new stadium brings as much joy as Man City buying a title. FYI, I'm an architect.
Right, fair enough, mate. And, that's your problem because you're an Arsenal fan, right? The reason why Highbury was so important to Arsenal, it's because it was the first time in the history they've actually managed to create something that means something, and then they fucked it off for an identikit stadium. It's identical to Benfica. They didn't think, what's the best stadium for our fans? Benfica Stadium, that would be the best for us.
Tottenham's mate goes to Benfica once in a while, and he said it was all right.
Tottenham's stadium is bespoke. It's the only one like it in the world. It's just bespoke to our needs. And what I'm most excited about in terms of going into the new stadium is the fact that so many people have said it feels like White Hart Lane. It feels like we're back home. They've somehow managed to make it look like White Hart Lane on drugs.
Really?
It was weird. They couldn't describe it. Not going in like all the bars and all that's different because the last ones was awful. But going up, it feels like White Hart Lane. And that's, I want to see if that's true. Because if it does, and they've managed to pull that off, you go home, you think, fuck, I'm home. If that's a genuine feeling, I'm going to be so happy. Mm. So don't try and like fuck it. Project your antipathy for the changing Arsenal or the ever-changing Arsenal?
Because yeah,
that's your problem.
I guess,
mate.
Arsenal as well. Like, I mean, they didn't move far at all, but they did move. Whereas you're in the same spot.
Well, they moved,
so really, you've just renovated the flat, haven't you?
We're in the exact same spot.
Yeah, interesting. But generally, and
the centre circle for Old White Hart Lane is in the one of the concourses. That, yeah. It's actually there.
Yeah, I like that.
That is all right, isn't it? And again, look, if we're going to be on it, if we're talking about it, I'm not going to push this agenda. But do you know, it's, the Spurs have gone to the owners and the builders have gone lengths to make this feel like our stadium. Whereas Arsenal, they were like, they got the stadium, like, fuck, this doesn't feel like our stadium. Quick, let's make it look. It's Arsenal. It's called the Arsenalification.
You told us this last week.
Did I? Yeah. Sorry.
You've done.
Because I talked about it on my pod and I thought it was. Okay. I got mixed up.
It's fine.
So yeah, let's see how I feel next week. There is a little part of me comes back and go, I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I think hopefully
get
not.
A win. Get a win and
then. Oh, yeah, get a win.
All that. Do not fucking lose that. What's that? That'll be 5-6, would it be?
Yeah. If I mean like a couple more, you've got to go, isn't he?
New manager for us obviously, he had to go. It was time.
What? McLaren.
McLaren gone. Yeah. Similar, you know. Ollie couldn't be under the wheel soon.
Well, yeah, because
it's not a similar situation at all.
That is the phrase, though. Just so everyone knows, I invented it first, and everyone will be using it because it's an easy one to do.
Well,
they will go. That will be the headline: Ollie under the wheel.
What does that mean?
Like he's crashing and burning, basically.
I mean, he's got. Is it true that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has a lesser win ratio than?
That is a fact.
Jose Mourinho.
That is a fact.
What? What?
It's pouring. I swear, Mourinho have a lot more games.
Do you reckon Ed Woodward's looking at it and going, fuck. Why didn't anyone tell me about Mourinho's win ratio? Why didn't any of you useless pricks around here tell me?
It's
here in black and white. Jose Mourinho is a better manager than Mo Solskjaer. We've just given him a 3-year contract with a guaranteed transfer budget of £100 million. This geezer's managed mould before. We're in fucking mould. What?
People turning them already, aren't they?
What? He's got.
Do you know what's terrible as well? Like, and we said it, and we're doing it ourselves. I watched his post-match interview, and I mean, what's he being so happy about? He just lost to Wolves again.
He's just happy to be there.
He's got to go.
No one is
turning on him. No proper United fan is turning.
We're turning
fucking
on
god. I bloody hope not. That's bizarre. If they're turning on him just yet, we're joking, aren't we?
Can't take. I think he's done very well to get us where we are with the shit team that we've got.
That's a good point.
The shit team that we've got. Paul Pogba. Lukaku. Lingard.
Martial on the bench.
The shit team that we've got.
We do have the shit team, yeah.
I looked at the team yesterday and I was like, how many of those really are going to be in a league winning side? I picked out four.
I think the forward line would be all right. Like we said, defence is what they need to sort out.
Interestingly enough, though, with McLaren going, McLaren's win percentage is better than Holloway's.
Yeah.
And I've always obviously been a big Holloway fan, right?
But the rot.
Huh?
The rot's the problem.
Yeah. But it was quite an interesting...
Well, how bad
his
must
win
Holloway's
percentage better.
Been?
Well, no. His was a bit different. They were like little 6-game patches and then you get a few wins. Whereas McLaren's like had a really good run and then had an awful run. One win in 15.
And how many losses?
Well, in those, I mean, there's a few
12?
Draws there. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You could
get relegated.
Yeah, we're 8 points clear. We should be okay.
Brentford, where? Brentford.
Brentford.
Where Brentford?
That mid table. No one cares.
What above you?
Pride of Middlesex. But the point I was going to get to, right, is you're right about Solskjaer. That look, say Mourinho's got a better win ratio that this second. There's been moments where people have gone. Brendan Rodgers got a better win ratio than Klopp.
Yeah.
McLaren's got a better win ratio than Holloway.
It's just momentary, isn't it?
But the thing that really matters, and I did a video on my channel talking about that, the whole QPR situation, is that the manager, emotionally, they have to be in love with the club because the rest of the world doesn't care about your club. So that person in that role, they have to look at your club and see it as this beautiful thing that's so special and fuck the rest of the world because we are QPR or we are Man United or whatever. And if you don't have that...
Yeah, what the fuck's that about?
What?
We are Tottenham.
Yeah, sure.
It literally would have taken you like the same amount of time. It's just
the same sentence. It's actually three syllables more. Or you are whatever. It's less, more effort to say than you are.
We are Spurs then.
You've changed.
The point is that emotional connection for the PR of these football clubs and the relationship between the fans and the manager is so. I've realised it's so, so important, more so than I'd realised before, because Solskjaer, there's no worry about his intentions or him as a bloke or how he's having his relationship with the players. Everyone believes in all of that because they believe in his principles and what he's about. Same with Klopp, because Klopp, some people might think it's a bit over the top, but he's totally ingrained with the fans and he's brought them all together. And I always loved that about Holloway. Mm. So it's almost, that's...
As important. Right, I got you.
And
right.
McLaren, and I said this when he got the job, and it's not, this isn't a big sort of rant to just show, oh look, I was right. But I was right. And the thing is, he has no credit in the bank because you go, as soon as it goes wrong, when he does well, you go, he's a good coach. It's not him.
Yeah.
It's not the intangibles of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But as soon as it goes wrong, you go, oh, he's not a leader of men.
Yeah. No, you're right. And the problem that causes, while Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is going to get much more leeway and a longer rope to hang himself with, eventually will. And the problem is because of that good grace... Because of the good... Well, because he's performed... Ultimately, next season, they're going to be languishing in about fifth or sixth place. And they won't pull the trigger quick enough because of the love that he's created. And there's a happy middle. There's a middle ground somewhere between being loved by the fans and getting the right results. Because Man United, as much as they are behind him, and they were singing his name against the Wolves the other night, and they were very
loud. They had good spells in that game as well.
They had a very good first half hour or first 20 minutes.
Yeah,
20, and then Wolves started to take over. And that's no. There is no shame in losing to Wolves away from home. Or losing to Wolves at all. They're a very, very good side. They're just lacking a little bit of quality. But they, you know, with the right manager and the right playing style, they could do very well next season. But...
They do well against the big teams because they're quite compact. And they the way they attack, they get the ball up quickly. And then they've got two players in Jimenez and Jota who are there and close to each other. So that through ball for the other guy... is on the counter-attack. I think they struggle against the lesser sides because the lesser sides are going, go on then, break us down. And they haven't got the quality in that sense yet.
I just think that, I think Solskjaer will have to perform especially bad to get the sack anytime soon.
Yeah, of course not.
But him performing around a mediocre way, you know, if they end up in a similar situation as they are right now at the end of the season, that's not good enough for United. Second biggest side in the world.
But yeah, the facts are he's still done a great job. It's just a couple of games.
He's done a decent job.
He needs to be backed in the summer. We need to be able to get rid of whoever he wants and bring in whoever he wants.
But this is the trick and this is the gamble, right? Is because
you've turned on him already just because he's got the job on a permanent basis.
He's not
because you would be going. Got to give it to him, yeah. You still got to give it to him.
Right? Yeah, because I never thought he was going to get it. And then when he was giving him, I was like, they've made a mistake. I think.
Solskjaer's run is still better than Pochettino right now. Why wouldn't you be saying the same things about Pochettino?
Pochettino's consistently finished and got us performing for 4 years. He's taken over a morally bankrupt team. No, morally bankrupt. Morally demolished. Diminished team. He's given them joy back to playing again. And because there are good players, all right, they're not as good as Man United want, but they are good players. He's got them playing where they should be and they're getting results. But the minute it comes to actually managing that team, acquiring players, that's where the challenge is. And it may well...
You don't know the truth. Yeah, I was about to say,
it may well be that I'm wrong. Of course, all of this is conjecture and opinion. But my feeling is that he probably won't get it wrong. He'll be given longer than he should. And he'll get the bullet around December next year with Man United in the 7th or 8th place. And then they'll get in a proper manager and they may qualify for the Champions League. That's my prediction for the next...
Well, I like that. Let us know in the comments below, when will Solskjaer get the sack? Give us them. I want the month and the year, please.
I wonder what odds I get on December next year.
I could see that happening, Because that's the new story, isn't it? That's the thing. Right, here we go. The boy. Do you remember the boy?
He's like my Twitter best friend. He wouldn't celebrate Liverpool.
See,
in front of me.
I was hurt by your relationship with him.
Why would you mean you was hurt by him? There wasn't a relationship.
We've exchanged too much respect.
We've exchanged 4 tweets.
He even knows the number.
Yeah, why do you know?
Because I want more, but I just don't want to overpush it because I'm the.
You know, yeah.
So 4's a good amount.
Anyway, I jest because I love the boy. Just to be clear. He's
wasted. Weird. Whatever he's doing, he's wasted.
Yeah, quit your job now, mate.
He's teacher. Is
he a
teacher?
We'll get us the right.
Is he a teacher?
Is he?
You're fucking wasting your time, mate.
If he's a teacher, I just like him more.
Yeah, I think he is.
Wow.
Like, let us know what you are, the boy. Well, I'd like to actually know his name because that's
yeah.
It's like saying the Scouts
Send us a picture of you holding a spoon. The boy says this hashtag calm takes. One of 3 tweets, and this is just a masterpiece, right? And I think this is going to make you slightly erect, Flav. Here we go. Football reached its zenith sometime in the last decade. It is now a nauseating juggernaut of bombast, brashness, and reheated pseudo-melodrama. It's the opiate of the masses, and the drug ain't even that good anymore. But we dutifully keep taking it. As hollow distraction is preferable to addressing the substantive strife of the world, the idea that in 100,000 years, Celtic fans will still be taunting Rangers fans with "We won the European Cup in 1967," or Man United comparing their 16,661 titles to Liverpool's 16,634 titles filled me with unspeakable dread.
Yeah.
The long history of football is but a blink of an eye within the context of wider human civilization. If we repeat this spectacle for the rest of our existence, I shudder to think what a meaningless husk of vacuity this sport will become.
Absolutely. 100%. This is the
that is incredible.
This is, it is. That is incredible. it's massively depressing. But that is, football is an excellent conduit to understanding existentialism. And the fact is it never ends, it never will end. And the fact that so many people put importance on football is an example of how and fragile and weak we are mentally. Because if you concentrate on football, you don't have to acknowledge your own existence. But the fact is that football holds a mirror up to your existence and the pointlessness of it.
But can you you've got to use...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Guys, football in the right way and turn to it as an escape in a way that allows you to get something out of
exactly.
it
instead of
something that that's creates what, anger in yourself.
That's all it can be. And to get so furious about a result or to get so caught up like football actually means anything to anybody really is a waste of time. If you do it correctly and you think, I love football, it gives me something, but ultimately the health and the happiness of your loved ones is the most important, then that's probably a more positive way to experience it. But there's nothing worse than facing the abyss of existing without football or without drugs or whatever it is that you distract yourself with, because merely existing is very difficult. And if you look back at the cavemen times, they didn't watch football or do sport because they were all concentrated on staying alive.
Yeah.
But we're in the luxury now of sitting in this building, lovely building as it is, upstairs with, it was the most hipster place I've ever seen. I've never seen so many Macs in all my life.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah. Is it cool? Depends. And
yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
I mean,
I'd say it's pretty cool. Yeah.
It's cool.
Just to be clear.
It's cool, but, you know, chuck a spear at them.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I mean, we lose our deposit.
I mean, we've got to a position in our cycle as human beings where we don't have to worry about fucking lions coming and eating us. We don't have to worry about the next buffalo that we're going to spear to eat. Mm. All we've got to worry about is a fucking poxy football match. And I think that's what he was getting at.
I think that is what he was getting at.
I love you. I love this guy so much.
This guy's great. Please tweet us again.
When you're in London, come on.
Yeah.
We'll do an interview with you or something like that and we'll discuss all this shit.
Yeah, amazing. From the boy. I do still love the sport, by the way. But I'm finding it harder to... That's why, like the Liverpool Man City thing, as much as we joke...
No, I understand.
It's about protecting the sport.
Yeah, the competition.
I was always thinking about it the other day. I was thinking, like, all this Brexit stuff. I was thinking about, like, the sort of European Super League, and I was thinking, are there any kind of comparisons with the, like, just go and we'll be all right on our own.
Yeah.
And I think, like, when it comes to football, if it was, it doesn't totally connect the two situations. No. But I do think there is going to come a point where we'll get to a point where they will need to go for the survival of the rest of the football league.
So the narrative that you'll get from Sky Sports and all the rest of them will be, this will be like the death of British football. No, it won't. It'll be the death of what you understand football to be. For the people that go to the games, for you, your dad, for me, if Tottenham are not in it, it will be like football used to be, where it was, you know, 90 minutes on a Saturday, where you go and enjoy something. You didn't look around or look at the star players on the pitch and think, this is what football's about. I get to see Gareth Bale. I get to see Harry Kane play for Spurs. If I went to watch Spurs in League Two, that would still be
same
Tottenham.
Thing.
It's
exactly the
same thing. You think it's the arrogance of people that support big clubs. Most of them chose big clubs because they're successful. It's the arrogance of these people to think that their supporting of their football club is more legitimate than Gillingham fans. I know I do it, but I do it in jest.
Yeah,
I do it in
jest.
It's nowhere near more important. It's identical.
That's why when I come to the broader idea of it, of those leagues, is it's so boring and vacuous when there's a ceiling to what you can achieve. And that's why people throw that, like, oh, it's the best league in the world, the Championship, just because they haven't looked into it enough. And they look at the table and go, oh, it's pretty even. Or League One, which is even more incredible down the bottom. Like, it's mad, the sort of points.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
But all that really matters is, in every game, have we got a chance of winning this game? And that's the biggest problem is in the Premier League, is the massive gap between those top six. The reason why you concentrate on that top six is because those are the guys where it is that little bit more interesting, because there isn't a ceiling, or the ceiling is the top of the game, which is winning the league.
Yeah.
Whereas the rest of them, it's not there. So that's why I go away. Because imagine if you didn't have all of those teams, Wolves would be top of the league. You know, they'd be right up there with the chance of winning the Premier League after winning the league before. Tell me that's not a great story.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not a reason why you would love football even more.
Instead, you've got this closed shop.
So you've got this nonsense, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a gated community, isn't it? In a really dangerous area.
Yeah, and you're supposed to be buzzing over finishing seventh. Really?
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway. Play of the year nominations. we're going to wrap through this because I want to get to Drawing Tanvir and Flames Advice, because that's our favourite bit. Oh, and my new bit. Yeah. So these are what people said. We just need to get to a final five or agree on at least three definites for Player of the Year.
Go on.
And then we can do a poll card.
This is a right back, right?
No, so this is the Player of the Year first. Shazil saying Player of the Year nominations: Sterling, Aubameyang, Van Dijk, Aguero and Mane. He's saying. MVW4 says Aguero should win Player of the Year. But there has been so much hyping of Virgil van Dijk, from Liverpool that pundits that it won't be the case.
No, van Dijk does deserve it. I know there has been hyping, but he's been fucking incredible. Liverpool's defence has been completely sorted since he joined.
True. Elina Deer says Sterling is the best player in the Premier League. City fan, JTVO says as a City fan, Fernandinho is going to be the key part in terms of them winning the league if they do.
He won't get
And then there was a couple of other names as well. Robertson was put in there from Ben Snook. Son, not having it.
No. And not in the league. He might be at Tottenham, but not the whole fucking thing.
And two more. João Moura said Bernardo Silva, who I've been so impressed with this season.
Yeah.
And Raul Jimenez as well. What about got 12 goals this season.
This is for Wolves forward. Yeah.
And he's what a dreamboat.
He is a dreamboat. Jota as well. What, Diogo Jota.
Jota, yeah. The pair of them have been great together.
Really good. And Neves in midfield as well. I know he's fallen off a little bit. But.
So I've got a final list here. Let's put forward definites. That must be in the top five, right? Final list. Mane, Van Dijk, Sterling, Silva, Fernandinho, Raul Jimenez, Son, Robertson, Aguero, Aubameyang and Hazard.
Wan-Bissaka.
You want to show Wan-Bissaka in there? Yeah. Of course. He was player of the year in our Christmas podcast.
Yeah, so I'm having Wan-Bissaka.
You want Wan-Bissaka as a definite. We're allowed a definite each and then the last.
He's been doing great since then.
I don't care. It's about democracy, isn't it?
That's true.
How the fuck do you know? What do you mean? Based on what? What have you read? What fucking article have you read once?
Huh? Fantasy Premier League.
Oh, right. What's his average rating?
He was really good at the start.
He's not getting his star points anymore.
Is he in your team?
Expectations are right, isn't
he? You took him out.
So, go on. Who's the one person that you put in?
Van Dijk, the obvious one.
Okay, you put Van Dijk in. You put Sterling. So
there's a good
shout
as well.
Don't
say Aubameyang.
Oh, I mean, I nearly did. Do you know what I'm going to put in?
Aguero!
I'm going to put in Raul Jimenez. Fuck it. Fuck you.
I hope so, but I can't see it.
Raul Jimenez, 12 goals. Because there's a myth. I read this great article about people going, the thing is, what you need, you just need to get yourself 20 goals a season striker.
Yeah, like that's
so
what
for anyone outside
out
the top six, there's like six people who've ever done it in like the last 15 years.
Is that true?
Who they've finished outside the top six
and
got 20 goals.
Go on.
So it's like Darren Bent, I think Vardy's done it, I think Benteke's maybe done it. I might be even wrong with
that. No, I know what you mean. Yeah, like, yeah. It's really
it's
hard.
So much harder than you think. So for him to be scoring the goals that he has, I'm going to put Raul Jimenez in there.
All right.
So other options on the poll card will be Mane, Silva, Aubameyang, and Aguero or Robertson?
Aguero, because they'll just choose Robertson because we're Liverpool fans.
Okay, or Aguero. Team of the decade. Goalkeeper has been decided with 72%. It was David De Gea. Czech 22%. Courtois didn't get a single vote. Lloris got 2%. Other got 1%. Someone did say Joe Hart got two championship winners medals. Dan Owen gave us some nominees. Zabaleta, Seamus Coleman, Carl Walker, and I'll chuck in a couple as well. Azpilicueta.
It's been great.
Ivanovic as well banged in the goals.
This is for right back, right? Mm. The problem, Azpilicueta has played all over the gaff though, hasn't he? So I think it's although it's
Azpilicueta.
He's played right back. He's played left. He's been a free. He's played left back.
Who would you pick?
I put Carl
at
Walker.
Their peak in your team.
I thought Carl Walker was incredible for Tottenham. He won our Player of the Year. This is when Spurs were evolving somewhat, and then he's walked into a team and been. Just played every week next to under a manager like Pep Guardiola, who sees the quality in what he's done. He's then since won league titles. If they win the Champions League, League Cup, and FA Cup this year, it's got to be Kyle Walker.
I mean, it's a good one. Zabaleta's probably won more Premier League trophies in 10 years. Is he as impressive? Probably not. Seamus Coleman, if he was playing for a better team, I think people would be blown away by
him. he's really good. And they bought him for 60 grand, something like that.
Wow.
It was. Is that my
phone? You? Wow, it's not a podcast.
Who's it?
It's your mum. Shall I answer it?
Yeah, go on. No, don't you answer it.
Say it's you. Answer it as you.
I don't know how to answer it.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to answer it.
Yeah, don't. Just press it.
I didn't press it.
I think the whole thing was just weird.
Yeah. I thought it was on airplane mode.
I was about to answer
it. So you're going Carl Walker, Tanvir, who are you going for? Valencia? Tony Valencia? Surely not.
I would have liked Carl Walker at United.
Okay, he's going Cole Walker as well.
He could score from 50 yards. Carl Walker.
He did make it to my QPR team of the decade. I'm going to go Seamus Coleman. We'll put another poll card up with some of the nominees.
How many games did he play for you? The whole season?
He was on loan for about 3 months, but he was like frightening.
And he made
in the championship. He was a joke. You like you blink and he was like he's at one end of the pitch and he blink and he's back at where he was before. Amazing. Right, here we go. The concluding part into the fun bits now. Drawing Tanvir. So this has been great.
Yeah, last 3 weeks we're just trying to figure out what you think Tanvir looks like, and obviously he doesn't want to be in camera despite being all over Instagram. Mm. We decided to put you a challenge to draw what he looks like. We've been giving you clues each week, and these are the final results, the final drawings that have been sent in by the fans.
Yep. Go on, Flav. For those of you listening,
I've never seen these.
How long have we been recording? Because I thought this might be a good timestamp. 50 minutes. So if you are listening to this and you want to see the pictures for real, then go to 50 minutes inside the pod. But Flav, do you want to just describe them as we go through and we'll put them over the top, right?
Right, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. These are all the ones that have been sent in, right?
Yeah, and then the one right down the bottom is Tanvir's own drawing of himself.
Right, first one looks like some sort of waiter. Is that all right? It feels offensive.
What kind of waiter? What kind of restaurant?
Definitely an Indian restaurant.
Right.
And sorry, a Caribbean restaurant, because that's what.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm all right with that.
All right, Caribbean. An Indian restaurant, but he's on the brink of joining ISIS. That's what it looks like.
I'm just going by the beard.
All right, sorry, not joining ISIS, but joining, just giving it all up to join a...
He's gone too cleric, has he?
He's gone cleric, yeah.
We made very clear it wasn't a cleric beard.
Yeah, the head's way too fat and the ears are way too big. All right, first one. And the hair's way too short. It's just quite good
because you can look straight ahead and just sit and compare.
Yeah, the next one looks like he does work in a Caribbean restaurant.
It looks like a pineapple.
Yeah, he looks like the kind of man who would seduce older white ladies... who spend their time holidaying after a recent divorce and then getting married and getting back into the country. Well, not just accepting generous gifts.
Right.
He also very much doesn't look like Tanvir.
It's the shape of Grandpa Simpson as well.
This one?
Is it not?
It looks like a...
Maybe not. Or Ernie, isn't it?
It looks like he's got dreadlocks, which, you know, that's not him. So, nothing like Tanvir at all. This is fucking uncanny. I don't know who did this one.
That's incredible, isn't
it? I like the fact they haven't spent any expense in drawing it on, like, a plain piece of paper. They've used lined papers. And you can see at the top, they've tried another one and weren't happy with it. At the top there, and they drew it again. But this is not a bad shout. The hair's not quite right. This is more like a kind of floppy...
This one?
Yeah, it's more of like a kind of a floppy, you know.
He's done his hair.
That's before he does his hair. Tanvir very rarely comes into the office without doing his hair. The moustache and little beard bit is spot on.
Yeah, really good.
The nose ain't far off as well. It does look like him, except again, the beard is way too long. It's like he's been in camp for two, three months. Not like him. The issue of
is he in frame?
Yeah. The issue here with the next one is the super dry, the supreme. He would never wear super dry.
He has very high expensive taste.
He wastes his money on clothes that make him look no different.
For the wages he's on, it's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's got no dependents, is he? And then the fact is
incredible.
Just put the
How is your dad?
fuck's sake.
Just put it on.
I don't know how to put it on. I don't know how to use his phone.
All right, leave it.
No one has their phone on that loud. Yeah. It's mental.
Oh, right, here we go. Here we go. So now we're talking. Which one did Tanvir do?
That one.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. So this you've pretty much got this right. You've even fucking... How do you even know him? He has a little shave in his eyebrows sometimes.
Yeah, he
did. He has had that. Not currently, but you have had it before.
Years ago when I was younger, yeah, I did have...
We've seen you with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you have never seen me.
Oh, you've shown his picture.
Feel like he has. The earrings, yeah, he's got... You got earrings? You got one earring. He does wear a little diamond in it sometimes. Just to kind of keep him guessing. Is he gay, isn't he gay?
Yeah,
And then obviously... The hair's perfect. Very, very short at the sides. Styled back, not bow off. Again, the beard...
Thick eyebrows as well.
Very thick eyebrows, jet black. Yeah, they look like they've been drawn on with charcoal.
I think it looks like David Bowie, this one.
Yeah, that's just nothing. That just looks nothing like him. It's pathetic. Who's that? Plum Juice. Like, get out of here.
And then you saw the other one before.
That one's great. The coloration really pretty much nailed it there.
Hasn't stayed in the lines, but that's part of it.
It's basically basically him and the wall behind. Mm. If he's standing in front of like a wall of the same colour him, that's exactly what it looked like.
Yeah. So are we going to show Tanvir, or is this the closest they'll ever get to seeing?
This is the closest you ever get, which is not, you know, it's not far off. I don't get the massive shoulders. You've got very, if anything, tiny little puny shoulders.
His little puffer jacket.
Yeah.
He traced this on a wall, so it's not even really a drawing.
Right.
That is actually what it looks like.
It's not far off. You've even given yourself little eyelashes.
What?
Yeah. Giving yourself little eyelashes. But the winner out of all of them has got to be. What did I get? Any prizes? One night with Tanvir.
One night with Tanvir.
The winner, I think, is the one that's drawn the line drawing here. I don't know who it's by, but that one. That one there.
Great.
That's the winner.
We'll put your name up now, hopefully. And well, congratulations. Well done. It was a bit. It's gone now, but I've enjoyed it. And I know Tanvir's been buzzing, running into the office going, oh, we've got a new one.
Yeah.
And one time he just came in and he just went, woo! I was like, Tanvir, what are you fucking doing? I'm trying to do the running order for the podcast.
Oh, woo!
He's not got another one. Go and make me a coffee.
Is he, since moved into the new place, is he still going, oh?
He did it once when he got one of the pictures, but apart from that, he's calmed it down a bit. Thank God.
Yeah.
He just keeps taking pictures and asking people to take pictures on different sofas.
Yeah.
And just so he can send them to these ladies.
And he's at the camera and he goes, take pictures of himself, but I'm gonna pretend like I don't know you're taking a picture of him. I'm just been working.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's why he's struggling to find a picture that he could copy, because there's never a picture of him just
looking
smiling
at the camera. Yeah.
Because he's a tart.
Big dog.
Anyway, that's the big dog for you. Got a new bit. Get your bits out for the lads.
Go on then.
Get your bits out for.
I'm excited.
Lads. Buzzing about this. So this is a new bit. This is what?
We're fine.
Huh? Okay. This is I had a jingle but I've lost it, but this is gloriously homoerotic pictures of the week. Can't believe I hadn't thought of it before.
I mean,
this is gonna be huge.
Okay. What is it?
Because I tell you what, Flavin, you'll get this, you'll understand this. Look, I'm married, very happily married. Gosh, she's a stunner.
I'm engaged.
Engaged. What a girl.
What a lovely girl.
You love her so much, don't you? But that doesn't mean that you can't enjoy a good homoerotic picture of two footballers.
It's not.
Just hanging out.
It's fine.
And I didn't realise how much I cared about it until I saw one.
Wait,
recently.
Go on.
If you think, you go back and like, you know those old pictures where it's just two guys and they're just having a great time. And I think we can really do something special here.
There's nothing better, actually, just on this note, is when subs going on, manager just comes, pats him on the ass, goes in. Well, that's a fucking manager, isn't it? Just like, go on, son. Just do your thing.
Yeah, and they've just got the right amount of leg hair.
Yeah, fill your boots.
They're sort of doing the stretch.
Fill your boots.
Exactly. So I saw this. I was on Reddit, and I saw this. So I'm just going to get it up now. And it was Hertha Berlin. They were saying, happy 43rd birthday to Gabor Kerali. Do you remember Gabor Kerali?
No.
He was the goalkeeper for Palace, who always wore tracksuit
bottoms. Oh, yeah, I love him.
There you go. Anyway, so they put a couple of pictures up, and I just saw the first one. I thought,
four.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
And it was a picture of him in shorts. I finally found him in shorts.
Go on then.
Thank you very much. And I thought, just like, yummer.
Let's have a look.
And then I saw the one underneath it, and I thought, oh, yeah. Yum. Just two guys hanging out. And so, Flav, I thought, again, if you want to have a look at these photos and describe them to people.
Oh, I mean, this
is a great little bit that we can get going. You guys can send in the best homoerotic pictures of football that you've seen that week. And you can just enjoy them together. What are you seeing there?
I'm seeing him do the splits.
Oh.
And he's not like, he's a big guy. He's got a massive arse. And look, if you took all of the hair away and you couldn't see his face, that could be a woman with a big ass.
You've got to appreciate the athleticism of that Kerali there.
I don't know what, like, why, I don't know why he's doing that while he's on the pitch. Like, why isn't he?
Are you happy about it, right?
I'm happy about it. I'm fucking ecstatic. But like that kind of stretching is quite intense. Like, what? Why do you need to do that while on? Like, surely you do that beforehand? And to be fair, I've never seen anyone do that really, unless you're a gymnast or something.
I mean,
he's just showing off, really.
Who cares? But then the next one, that's really the one that sealed the deal as a bit for the podcast. Because you just don't, that's like old school. Do you know what I mean? It's like 70s porn. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's sort of rustic. There's no real need for that photo to be taking place. The tracksuits are superb.
Yeah.
And it's just two guys, they're teammates, they love each other very much. They don't see anything untoward in it, and there is nothing untoward in it. We can just enjoy it.
There's nothing untoward with it, it's just it does strike me as this guy...
It's slightly homoerotic.
The kid in front is going to be on the receiving end of something, and...
Or not. Or maybe just brushes, but there's nothing.
And we'll probably enjoy it by the looks of it. And Karari looks...
This is close.
He looks happy. This is close. And Karari looks, he just looks like contented with this. This is exactly what I want. Got him right where I want him. Now I'm going to enter.
Lovely, isn't it? Doesn't it make you feel good?
Yeah, it does. It makes you feel good.
It's good, it really ignites something in me. Not sure what yet.
What? This?
Like in my stomach.
Oh, right.
I'm not twiddling it. I'm not pulling it like you do.
No. Well, when I get nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's anyway. Good. Any more?
No, just those two this week. But if you do have a homoerotic... Is it right to say homoerotic? Is that okay?
I'm pretty sure it's okay, but please correct us if it's incorrect.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Karali. Great photo. And yeah, if you see any top-notch ones through the years as well, like old-school ones.
I seem to remember someone gesturing like, doing a blowjob on the pitch. I remember, kind of remember that.
I mean, that's not as subtle as I'm after, really.
But no, yeah, I understood.
I just want something that I look at and I go... as a comfortably straight man, I just look at that and go, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So maybe something mid-80s.
If you're confused.
Nice. He doesn't get it yet. But if you do get it,
not part of his religion,
let me know
it?
In the comments below.
Doesn't agree with it.
And also just say, Devang Shah, pressure's on, boy. That's because I want the just checking in sign. I want it. I'm not letting this one go.
Has anyone mentioned it?
Devang Shah said, I'll do it in 3 weeks when I next go to the Emirates. I don't have a Twitter. How do I send it to you, lads? Just make sure you take a picture, create a fucking Twitter account, and send it to us.
Yeah, it'll take two seconds.
It'll take you 2 seconds. Right, sexy time, and then Flame's advice. Sexy time, Flav, you explained last week, do you remember?
I don't know.
Is this a new bit?
So that time again, it's sexy time. You were saying that how long do you think that you're having sex for?
Sex time's completely different from real time.
It's that time, it's sexy time, that time again, it's sexy time.
Right.
So you were saying, I was saying 40 minutes, why not?
Yeah.
In my head at least. Yeah. And you were saying...
Realistically, that's more like 15, 20.
Ricky Hill went, 40 minutes? Man's a bad man. Sounds bad, please. One for the weekend gifts, etc. Who's naughty last week, but has apologised. Don't do it again. And last week, he said this, you asked us to pop a timer on during sex. Remember?
Yes.
So me and the wife... Me and the wife managed 23 minutes.
That's good in sex time.
Not quite 40 minutes like you, but I'm still quite proud.
What? This is the thing.
I need to time myself.
Well, you don't know how long you're doing.
Yeah.
So would your missus be okay? Were you just hitting the tile?
Maybe don't tell her.
Just put it on a Fitbit. They get a Fitbit and going, right, exercise started.
Good shout, yeah, map my run. Matt might leave it. No, not quite 40 minutes like you, but I'm still quite proud. Although the wife thought it had only been 15 minutes. So I think we can gather sex time goes quicker for females. Ladies on the ladies list, let us know.
You know what? One of the things what a lot of women do, they find great glee in chastising male sexual performance. It's quite a common thing.
Right.
Isn't it? There's two things. They'll do this.
Yeah,
you've got a tiny dick, and you're shit at sex. Mm. And I don't get it. I don't go. I think it might come from like, and it's not. It's like it's said so much that I mean, unless men are generally bad in bed, I don't know.
Here's a question: who's the pressure on when you're having sex? Who's the pressure on?
Yeah. The pressure's definitely on the men. Yeah, definitely. But I thrive in that. I thrive under pressure.
Yeah.
So, fine, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Great answer.
But it is. It's hard because you've got to keep it up.
Sure.
And that's quite hard after a night out.
Bulk of the movement comes from you.
Yep. And the only time really you have to work is when you're on top. And when you're on top, it's not that great for us. So, actually, it's all right.
It can be great.
Not as good as just being, just from behind, is it? Just doing that. Not as great as that.
Jim McFadden said
thick. I do struggle with that position.
Which one?
The from behind.
What?
What I struggle to maintain.
Do you?
I'm like, I'm going to blow as soon as it's too great a view. That's the thing.
I've got advice. I'll give it to you.
You've got good advice. It's not, I don't want to think about something else.
No, it's not.
I don't want to have to squeeze the end of my cock.
No, it's not that.
Something else. What do you mean? Tell us now. Tell people.
Yeah, concentrate on your calves.
I don't want to concentrate on my calves. No, I want to enjoy the view. So little of my life is in that position. And there's so much of my life thinking, I'd be loved to be in that position.
But where's your thrust coming from?
From my hips.
Turn to your calves. Move it away from your hips.
What do you mean?
Jim McFadden said, 37 minutes. She thought it was weird.
Like this? That?
No.
What then?
If you're standing
up. Get on the floor.
Are you standing up? Absolutely not.
No, I'm not standing up. I'm on my knees on the bed.
All right. Well, then stand up.
What, like this?
Stand up.
Well, and then she's on the bed. On the side of the bed.
Yeah.
You're giving too much here.
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying.
What, and then so do this?
No.
You're not doing calf raises, you idiot. Sit down.
He said you're concentrating on your calves. Is it this?
It's that. Sit down. Jim McFadden, 37 minutes. She thought it was weird that I timed it.
Is it Isham?
Yeah, similar to that. Jim McFadden, 37 minutes. She thought it was weird that I timed it and it sparked our breakup. Cheers, Flames. Sorry about that.
I mean, it is fucking weird you timed it. Don't tell her. Like you say, just hit the button. Like.
To be fair, though, 37 minutes is quite a while.
Yes, so yeah.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. And if you can go 37 minutes every time, then she don't deserve you.
Or if you're going for 37 minutes and she still wants to break up with you.
What's she getting elsewhere? She probably might be getting 90 minutes elsewhere.
Oh, bloody hell, yeah.
And I'm not 100% convinced that women want 90-minute, two-hour sex. They're the ones getting
We've got a ladies list.
Let us know. So if you think about sex...
So I'm going to pick one person out from the ladies list.
Don't say anyone, better chances.
I would like to hear from Rebecca Morton on this one.
You don't know how old she is, Jim.
Okay, well, if you're not
anyone,
old enough,
anyone over 18, yeah. 16.
I would like to hear from Rebecca.
Right. So.
I don't know. I think she's old enough. I think she's a real.
But what I'm saying is that the act of sex is that they're being penetrated, and forget that. I can't. I don't know.
Okay. T. Dyer Westerveld, hashtag sex time. I managed 10 minutes the other day, although it was on my own. Well, that's good. Okay. Right, Flames advice. I don't think we've got time to give advice this week.
Well, 5 minutes.
Exactly. So I'm going to just update you on Daz Muchacho because he's been waiting in the wings. So Daz Muchacho, he lives in San Francisco. He'd met this girl, I think maybe in London, but certainly long distance. He'd had some fun with her, but he's now met a new girl, Ginger Girl, we called her.
Yeah.
But he'd set up a vacation to the Caribbean.
With the ex.
The current. The Ginger Girl was saying, you can go and have fun if you want, because it's all booked and stuff like that. But should he tell her, should he not tell her, enjoy the vacation and then end it at the end? Or what should he do? Okay. My advice was, don't tell her, enjoy yourself. You've got the green light from Ginger Girl, then end it afterwards. She has a great holiday, but it hasn't worked out because it's long distance. You said you got to tell her.
Yeah. It's hard though.
So, here we go. It's quite long, so I'll just keep reading, but feel free to jump in. So this is Daz Muchacho. So I have to say, I've never laughed so hard at your show. I was drunk and leaving for that trip a week later. That being said, I really wish you'd have found it sooner because I did neither of the things you suggested and did the worst of both.
Took them both.
Yeah. Let's have a party. A girlfriend of mine told me I should tell her face to face. So there's another friend. My guy friends all said don't say a word until after. Ginger Girl said I should tell her right away. I went with telling her as soon as we got there.
Oh my God, God. What?
Wasn't that your advice?
When you arrived. I said tell her don't go.
Oh, you were saying don't even get, something like that. Or tell her before you get there.
Yeah, they both arrived. By the way, I've got another bird.
Told her as soon as we got there. She wasn't happy, but she said she understood and had a feeling that she'd try to make the best of it because we were already there. I thought...
Did they bang though?
I thought it would be as simple as that. We toured the old colonial and blah, blah, blah. The capital for 3 days. There was sex. We celebrated her birthday. I took her out for dinner. It was cool, but I could tell the vibe was a little weird unless she was drinking. We spent one day too many there and she noticed I was messaging the Ginger Girl a bit when we had Wi-Fi. She asked if I'd been texting Ginger Girl at all and I said, I should have lied, but I couldn't. I'm a terrible liar. She got pissed off, threatened to leave early and cancel everything if she caught me chatting with her again. Yeah, Ginger Girl obviously doesn't love this. We leave the city and go to the mountains for a whitewater rafting excursion and 2 nights in a remote cabin on the side of a mountain. Excursion was sick. That night, I had amazing hot tub sex with a 1.5 litre Presidente Pilsner in my hand, the back of the patio, on the cabin, with an amazing view of the valley. That's probably going to be one of my highlights of my 20s. Then she decided that she was going to be reasonable. She'd have to let me tell Ginger Girl a little bit of what was going on, but that I needed to keep my focus on her, on the here and now, and give her my focus. Fair enough, we left the mountain and went to the northeastern tip of the island for 4 days, beach paradise, most magnificent water, blah, blah, blah. She wanted one last smash before we parted ways, but I couldn't get it up. I think the more I got to know her as the trip went on, I realised she was a bit boring in bed and generally not ballsy enough of a girl for me. She talked a big game, but never really tried anything wild or new. What's he at there? What's he going at there?
Who wants the...
What's the wild or new? Right. What's that?
He wants some rough sex.
Bit of calf action.
No, it was a...
So when she tries to get... not ballsy enough for me. She talked a big game, but never really tried anything wild or new. So when she tried to get a last one in and I couldn't perform, she cried.
God, said I was the like worst. It sounds like fucking hell. It sounds like you had could have had a great experience and you just fucking ruined it.
Said I was the worst and that I used her and that I knew this was going to be the last time I saw her. She said I was a horrible person and she should have left the first night.
Shouldn't even fucking, yeah, but you should have told her before going there. What choice did she have?
Surely after he told her, like, I've got another girl waiting at home, they wouldn't have had, like, so much sex.
Of course they are. She's like, oh, I'm gonna try and convince him. She probably really likes him. He did the wrong thing. He took advantage of her.
She said I was the worst and that I used her and I knew this was going to be the last time I saw her. She said I was a horrible person and she should have left that first night. I wasn't proud, but I remained honest and told her that I just realised I'm not that attracted to her anymore because she doesn't like to push hard in life.
That's what you decided to tell her.
Why not just go, you know what, yeah, I've been a prick, I'm sorry.
I love the thought of that. She's bawling her eyes out and he's gone, thing with you is, you've got no ambition.
Look. Does he acknowledge? Do you acknowledge his role in this?
Hang on, let me keep going. Doesn't like to push hard in life. To make matters worse, a couple of Uber drivers tried to scam me on a ride to the airport, so I ended up missing my flight. I maxed out my travel card that night with the hotel, so I had to ask that girl who just shat on me for some money to pay the fee for the missing flight. Bless her, I got home to San Francisco and the ginger picked me up from the train station with a joint and a donut. Pretty sure I'm going to marry this woman. We're in a monogamish relationship.
Monogamish?
Yeah, and currently going back. So this, I'm a bit confused on this bit. What does this mean? So we're in a monogamish relationship. And then he says this, and currently going back and forth on a few group things we'd like to do with a few of each other's friends.
Yeah, swinging around.
Right, so he's a swinger. He's a swinger, is he? Yeah.
So is she, by the sounds of it.
I'm meeting her older brother this weekend, and we're going to Florida in April for her birthday. She's never...
Yeah, let's see how dark you want to get.
Yeah. Hopefully I get to shag him. She's never been and is going to meet my people. So it probably happened exactly as it needed to, but it would have been a lot less drama if I'd done it any of the ways you gents had suggested. Love the pod. I'm here every week in Stitches because of you two. Thanks, James, for being so zen. Flav, your recent indifference and disdain increase is not always agreeable, but I enjoy your spice of late.
What increase?
This was probably like a month ago.
Maybe.
Yeah, I have a couple ones when I'm in bad moods or if I'm hungover, but I'm generally all right.
I think you're all right. Tanvir, you're a promising young man. Don't be like the rest of the internet era kids and go watch some classic football matches and educate yourself.
I would say that's a complete waste of time. There's so much more you could get out of life than watching classic football matches.
Oh, I really like watching old classic
stuff. Of course
you
do. Of course you do. You've made it clear abundantly that you like football, right, Jim? There's no more needed.
Right. I think it's okay. So, Daz, very pleased for you. Congratulations with Ginger One and all your swinging ways.
I mean, I can't believe you've got everything you wanted despite doing all that. Like there is no such thing as karma, is there?
Ginger Girl seems easy enough. Like, that's mad. I think I'd be easy. Like, well, look, if you want, he could have gone, like, if you want this to be something real, then you can't do anything with this girl.
No, she's very laid back. It's very laid back. Very laid back. Which is quite good. It means that, you know, you don't have to get into
it. To a point.
Yeah, good to a point. If you catch feelings, you wait, crash and burn, my friend.
Well, it says he's going to marry this one.
I don't think you should. Well, it's up to you.
Shag everyone else's
sides. There's no right or wrong way to do things. There's just what makes you happy, and be kind to each other.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.